know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking to?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice? You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
It's Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Schedules have left me all alone. I'm a little frightened. I have some trepidation about this. But it's Jock Gibberish nonetheless. We are going to talk a little bit about today, something that we touched on yesterday. Yesterday we had a survey that talked about everybody's stressors at work. And I commented several times during that, Jock Gibberish, that I was surprised that people didn't say that the people who supervise them cause them stress. Because, you know, as you go through your life, you hear a lot of people say that. They just don't necessarily get along with the boss all that well. Well, today I'm vindicated because there is yet another survey, and this comes from PR Newswire, and this asked a slightly more pointed question. And what they asked people was, what do you wish that your boss did that would make your life better, that would make it easier for you in the workplace? What would you say to your employer, your supervisor, whoever it happens to be, about what could make your life easier in the workplace? And a lot of people said that they wished their boss was better at managing projects. I have to say, if you're in a situation where your boss is not particularly good at managing projects, you probably do have a problem, because that's of course, a lot of what bosses are often expected to do. A lot of supervisors expected to lead. You know, they're expected to take that key role in managing projects. So it kind of shocks me to find out that this was number five on the list. It just doesn't seem like something you should have to tell a supervisor or a manager, but I can see where it could happen, too. Being able to strategize better was another complaint that people had about their supervisors. I'm not even sure what's meant by strategize, to tell you the truth. It's kind of a broad term, but I guess they're talking about the big picture. The project management is the little picture. Strategizing is the big picture. What's the long-range goal? Where do we want to be in 5 years? All that good stuff. So that's another complaint people had, saying they wished their bosses, their supervisors, able to strategize better. People in the survey said they wish their bosses would work on their leadership skills. Once again, how did this person get to be the boss? I'm not quite sure. But, yeah, leadership skills are important. Being able to lead, being able to make your expectations clear. We all know this. We've all sat through enough seminars to where we're told that when we're in charge of something, these are the things we're supposed to do. But a lot of people are saying their boss is not doing it. Of course, to be fair, there are a lot of times when a subordinate will say, well, if the boss doesn't do it the way I want it done, then the boss needs to work on that. The boss has a shortcoming. So I understand that, too. But, yeah, leadership skills made the list. Technical skills made the list. This is a fairly daunting list for supervisors everywhere, but apparently people are a little tired of the boss saying that he or she does not know how to run the copier, that the equipment that's needed to get projects done is not something that they're well suited to run. Very difficult. So what have we got so far? The complaints are that bosses are not good at managing projects, not good at strategizing, not really strong in leadership skills, not strong in technical skills either. So this is painting a fairly bleak picture. And the first thing is something that we're told over and over and over again is the most important thing when it comes to leading people and supervising projects, and that's communicating. About a third of the people in the survey, and that made this the most popular answer, about a third of the people in the survey said communicating and being more diplomatic was the number one thing they wish their boss did better. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how many people they surveyed. That's one of the things they did not tell me. But if there's just a small group of people lodging all these complaints, they really need to talk to the people above their supervisor about the people being selected to be supervisors. And again, I'm being a little facetious here because I know a lot of these things are subject to interpretation. In fact, I have had bosses who were terrific at managing projects, and I didn't realize that until I understood all of the things that were complicating the management of the project. And so once you had the full picture, the big picture, isn't that what you always get to see at some point? We're going to let you see the big picture. Or you're told you can't see the big picture. But anyway, once you understand the full scope of what's going on, often I found myself cutting my boss a lot more slack. And the same is true of strategizing, leadership skills, all these different things. Now, communicating, I think you know right off the bat whether or not your boss is a good communicator or not. Some are, some aren't. And because they have trouble communicating, a lot of times when bosses aren't good communicators, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to discuss the problem with you. So that's Jock Gibberish for this 17th day of February. We are talking about five things we wish our bosses did better. You've got some time away from your boss. Obviously, it's a holiday weekend coming. I hope you get to take advantage of it. I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you get a chance to bring any complaints you have with your boss to resolution. Of course, if you are a boss, these things don't apply to you. This is all other supervisors. You know, you don't have any of these problems.